It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits, so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello, everyone. It's Shay. Welcome to Fitness Revolution. We are back on a beautiful, sunny, almost summer. You know, it's still not summer. Did y'all realize that? Not to the 21st, but we're still in it. About something that's very important that people think goes away just because the sun comes into play and that we're out. Finally, we're at activities and farmers markets and festivals and everything, but there's some people that are still kind of in this place, and it's called depression.
We're going to get to the podcast, but first, Black Beyond Measure honors and elevates Black creators, artists, entrepreneurs, and others in the Black community. Target holds the community front and center, supporting their products, ambitions, and efforts, and people behind them, encouraging them to thrive. Capricia Ambers is a local Twin Cities artist whose work can be seen in Target's diverse artist series. Her featured designs include beautiful, bold silhouettes and can be found on throw pillows, doormats, mugs, tumblers, and more. She finds inspiration from and connection to her city and community.
And I've talked about this before, but there is still the summer blues that people go through, right? So I know we have the seasonal depression, but even though the sun is shining, there are still people still struggling about what am I doing? How can I get out of this? And I think I kind of have five things that will kind of help you get to out of your own way, but also understand where you're at right now and how you can be better for you, right? And so the first thing always is exercise, right? I always talk about this, right? As a show called Fitness, fitness is not just about the physical being, but in this case it is. You know, working out will absolutely help you get, you know, out of your funk. You know, it releases a positive energy throughout your body, right? You're also improving yourself on a daily basis and doing something positive. And then you'll see that progress and positivity and what you're doing at the time that will make you want to keep excelling. So I talked about this before that we continue to do, my fiance and I, we walk every morning, 2 to 3 miles. But also what I am doing for the summer is I am doing all of my meetings, if possible, by walking meetings. So I book them as walking meetings. I'm walking 2 to 3 on top of the 2 miles I'm doing with walking meetings. I found them so refreshing. I found a great way, if you're having a stressful day, to talk with that person you're walking with, but also to get that exercise in too, right? So it's a great way. If you're having a difficult day, if you're having a difficult time, even if the sun is shining, ask a coworker, schedule that meeting, or ask a family member or friend, let's go for a walk. So right now, I am promoting walking outside. Get outside, right? Because before you know it's going to be cold, and I don't want anyone to say, Shay did not give me a suggestion, and I am giving you a great suggestion. And also, we got the farmer's market, right? We have free fitness every Saturday at 9:30 to 10:30, different instructors. So go to do that, too. Come to the market. Number two, talk to someone. I know this one can be hard because who can we trust? who is going to believe in what we're talking about, who can be supportive through all of this. And so you can't just leave everything to yourself, right? Whether it's something that you have to reach out to people at times and trust them. And so once again, it may be a stranger. Sometimes you might have to seek a life coach or a counselor or a therapist or just a friend. Sometimes not everyone you can tell your problems to, but sometimes talking it out is really going to help you understand where you're at and where you need to go. I'm a big believer in therapy. I just left therapy. And I bring my children into it and my relationship too. Like sometimes you just need that third person or that second person to help you understand where you're at. Number three kind of goes back to go get that vitamin D. Do not stay in bed all day. Get some fresh air. Read a book outside. Take deep breaths. Think positive. Think positive. Right? Think, I'm going to get outside today and see the day. Get outside. Staying indoors is only going to make that depression worse, right? We got to get outside and breathe fresh air on a constant basis. And this next one is something that I don't talk about often, and it's not for everyone, and this is not to promote it. This is just something I believe in, is prayer. So I grew up in a very Christian household and school and church. To this day, I say my daily prayers are affirmations. So my prayer in the morning is thank you, God, for waking me up. And I also say thank you, God, for getting me through this day. So it doesn't have to be a long prayer. It's your own relationship with whomever it is, whether it's just an affirmation or a prayer. I highly recommend that sometimes. Prayer can be for strength. It can be for acceptance. It can be for forgiveness. But the part you play for where you're at, prayer for peace of mind. And others around you. So a little prayer has never hurt anyone. So, and I, like I said, I'm not promoting religion on you, but whatever that is, sometimes just stop and say, thank you, right? And one of my favorite things is, last but not least, is laughter, right? I kind of get laughing to go about everything. I am definitely that giggling type of person. I think a good funny movie, obviously, I get on social media sometimes. Because of the memes on there, it cleanses an aching soul. So if you are dealing with some things, get something that's going to make you laugh. Call that friend that you know is going to say something funny that's going to pull you out of that funk. When you're feeling depressed, and seek it often. It is amazing to have a base to laugh. Go see a show, right? And when in doubt, like just turn on Netflix and watch some old Martin or something like that. That will definitely make you laugh, right? And it is just something that I feel like if we laugh more at the things, whether it's ourselves or others, it's definitely healing and chicken noodle soup for the soul. I hope those five things help you as we go through different emotions. As myself, I'm going through different emotions with a child graduating that's now a young adult and business and all of these things around me. Sometimes I need to remind myself the place where I'm at. And those five simple things that can easily get you out of that box. And I want to leave you with this great wellness quote, or you know, something that's good for your soul. He who has health has hope, and he who has hope has everything. So that is your wellness. That is your true health, right? Is to be hopeful for what you have. And what is in your future and what is to come for you. So I hope this helps you in your wellness journey. I hope this helps you in revolving into the next level. As always, I thank you for listening and being a part of this. And inhale the positive, exhale the negative. And this is Coach Say with Fitness Revolution. Bye.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
Hi, I'm Shaletta Brundage. I'm a media personality, podcaster, and a business owner. But my most important role is mom. Three of my beautiful kids have been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. When I didn't know who to trust or where to turn, I found ACRA. ACRA provides home care services to families all over Minnesota. The care is not one size fits all. They know each one of my kids is unique. They listen to what resources we needed and what's best for our family. I've seen my kids grow and thrive with ACRA's in-home care. While autism is the most common diagnosis among ACRA clients, ACRA offers personalized in-home care services for people with disabilities, chronic illnesses, behavioral diagnosis, and mental illness. They work with children, adolescents, and older folks too. Find out more about ACRA at their website, acrahomecare.org. ACRA helps me provide my kids with a better quality of life. They can do it for your family too.
Are you up to date on your COVID-19 vaccinations? It's not a one and done situation. You and your family may have gotten the original COVID-19 vaccine, but the virus keeps changing, and now new variants are circulating in our community and continue to make people sick. Getting updated COVID-19 vaccines will protect you from the original strain and these newer variants. The number of updated doses you need depends on your age, your health conditions, and your previous vaccinations. So talk to your doctor or healthcare provider to be sure you've received at least one updated vaccine and boosters. Are you up to date on your COVID?
Do you worry that lead-based paint in your older home might be dangerous to your children or kids who visit you? Well, Hennepin County put those fears to rest. Hennepin County offers free lead tests and home assessments. If they find anything, eligible homeowners and landlords can receive up to $15,000 for work on the home, including new windows. The government banned lead-based paint 45 years ago when it was discovered that lead poisoning can affect development and cause permanent damage in young children. But 75% of those homes built before 1978 still contain some lead-based paint. As the paint degrades, it can make dust that little kids ingest when they're crawling and putting things in their mouths. So make sure your home is safe and hazard-free. Learn about testing and that $15,000 grant at hennepin.us/lead control. That's hennepin.us/lead control.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
You manage expenses. You manage risk. You manage market fluctuations. You manage productivity, inventory, and delivery. And some days, you just manage. Work with a banker who understands that helping your business through challenging times takes a thoughtful plan, creative thinking, and a partner you can count on. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
Our mental health is part of our total well-being. We're worthy of joy and self-care. Because when we see mental health, we see a community that cares. www.cmentalhealth.org.
At General Mills, our table is your table, and we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racialequity.